To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
That's Tom Brady's theme song right there.
Tom Brady.
Yep, and our old friend, Lester Munson, who is... you all right, Lester?
I'm still laughing over that song. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Isn't it great?
You can...
It's just great hearing Tom Brady's voice at all, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Second only to seeing him talk and having the full picture.
And is there anything better than him discussing the thickness of his balls? Nothing. Nothing more. Nothing better than that.
He has to. He has to. Yeah. I mean, this is what people are forcing him to do.
Well, that's true.
These troubling times.
About Tom Brady's balls. How are you going to beat radio in America? This is the greatest.
Yeah. You're not going to beat this show, Lester.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
No, can't beat it. Yeah.
Now, ESPN.com, by the way, if you want to read and enjoy Lester Munson's work. Let me just say a few things here. First of all, this Tom Brady is he's a criminal. He's he's a mastermind, maybe a genius. He's a kingpin. He's a ball kingpin. And I believe that he's
a four-time Super Bowl champion, gracious in everything he does, has achieved so much, and this is a total witch hunt, Ro, and we all know it.
Expert phone phone destroyer.
Yep. Phone destroyer. Let's see your phone. Since we're giving up phones when you don't really need to, and it's not mandatory, let's turn yours over to me and Ro.
Let's see if
we can inspect it.
Lester's like, why am I here?
Like, why did I get brought in?
What do I have to do with this? But
you started a fight, Lester, and it's all your fault.
I just want to say that Tom Brady should go to Guantanamo. That's what I'm saying. All right, now let me ask you. Okay, so here's what's happened. So Tom Brady, he got suspended by the NFL, so then he wanted to take his suspension to a civil court, right? So he goes to a court, and now he wants the full court to hear this, to hear his appeal, right?
That's exactly what he wants. He lost 2-1 in the appeal, and now he wants all 13 judges on this appeals court to review the decision that was made by the first three. And it's a last resort kind of a maneuver, but it is Tom Brady, and he now has a lawyer named Ted Olson, who is one of the greatest appellate lawyers in the United States, the famous Ted Olson, and they are actually serious about this. And the next thing will be a trip to the United States Supreme Court to decide whether Tom Brady's balls were deflated or not. So this is the route that we are following.
Ted Olson, Bush versus Gore, right? He was on the Bush side.
The very same. He was on the gay marriage case in California. His wife died in a crash on September 11th. He is an absolutely terrific lawyer. No question about it. The NFL has another lawyer of that caliber by the name of Paul Clement. This is two of the greatest lawyers in America arguing about a football game that was played in 2014.
And a four-game suspension, right? That's what it comes down to.
But keep in mind, Anna, he adjusted his pay. He rewrote his contract so that if he is suspended for four games, the amount of money he loses is almost nothing. He doesn't get his usual $16 million pay. They dropped his pay for this purpose to $1 million a year, so he only loses a few hundred thousand dollars.
So it's even smaller than you'd think, I mean, in terms of what the consequences are.
Wait,
it's nickels and dimes.
Well,
talk to Patriots fans or Brady fans, it's a matter of principle, and they're righteously indignant.
Yes,
well, they're having trouble sleeping at night. Some of the, they filed that lawsuit. They've got
They should be
and,
more worried about Donald Trump, friend of Tom Brady, than they should be about Tom Brady missing four games. Because what if Tom Brady gets hurt? I mean, what if he breaks a thumb or something? He's gonna miss four games. I mean, it's like
he's too tough for that. That would never happen.
Right, exactly. Because of the kale and seed diet, that'll never happen. Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you this, Sylvester. Now, explain this money to me. So he got guaranteed money up front, right? And now
For a bonus, yes.
So that's how he got paid, and he only gets $1 million a game only.
A million for the season.
A million for the season, I should say.
They pay by the game. After you play the game on a Sunday, they give you your check or they make a direct deposit. And so he deliberately, with the team cooperating, reduced that money so that he would suffer almost nothing financially as the result of the suspension. He suffers the painful, embarrassing humiliation of having a suspension as part of his legacy, the great Tom Brady. So we all feel terrible about that.
Yeah, we do feel awful.
Well, let me ask you something else, though, because it's not even just – it's part and jest. I do think Tom Brady is amazingly good-looking and a great player, and he's kind of the whole complete package, and yes, okay, secretly in love with him. But that aside, it feels as if, to me, the NFL is fairly arbitrary about the way they administer punishment within this league. When you have a player who knocks out his fiance unconscious and drags her, and then when the tapes are sent to NFL executives, ignored them until TMZ forced them to do something about that. This one just seems a little bit like, what are you doing here?
One of the reasons this has happened to Tom Brady, and it's a good point that you raise, is the commissioner so badly screwed up the Ray Rice case, the one you were mentioning. He embarrassed himself in that case. He is using the Brady case to try to reestablish his authority and reestablish his reputation as somebody who can handle difficult decisions. That's one of the reasons that this has happened. You would think that a commissioner who's getting paid $35 million a year and a quarterback who's getting paid $16 could compromise on a two-game suspension and bring this to an end. But neither of them will budge. They have both dug in their heels, and now we have two of the greatest lawyers in America spending their time arguing about deflated footballs.
So what does his contract look like for next year?
His contract has been totally adjusted to provide for the suspension. He will redo it, and it'll go back up to its normal level of $16 or $18 million after the suspension is over. He and his agent have done all this very well. There's a lot of other things
isn't that collusion in this thing,
but this they managed to do well.
Well, shouldn't the NFL be very mad about that? That they're basically trying to this organization is trying to shield him from their own justice?
They could easily try to do something about that. I would think if the NFL can succeed in putting through the four-game suspension, if he actually has to serve the suspension, that will be enough for the NFL. I don't see how the NFL can lose this case against Brady with one exception, and that is that every time Brady walks into a courtroom, these judges are just starstruck. Mm-hmm. They can't believe this beautiful individual.
Oh, exactly. God, Lester.
I could totally sit on this jury and not be biased.
Supermodel. I mean, the celebrity factor is what is governing this case, not the law, not the facts.
Yeah, I got a solution.
What's the solution?
They bring him in on the Hannibal Lecter backboard with the mask.
He still looks so cute.
They should do that. All tied up.
Still be gorgeous.
All right, Lester.
Wait, but final question. What are they doing about the inflation of footballs? Because isn't that what this comes down to? That the fact that your own team's equipment department is in charge of the inflation. If the NFL wanted that to be the case, it seems like to me there might have been some other teams over the years that would have deflated.
Keep in mind,
the guy who came up with that idea of having each team in charge of its own footballs was Tom Brady. He engineered this back in 2006. He was on a committee, and he said, I want to be in charge of my footballs, and the NFL agreed to it. It was his idea from the beginning.
Aha!
You guys are painting him like he's some kind of evil dictator.
He's an evil genius. He's an evil criminal genius.
Perfect Tom Brady.
Evil criminal genius.
You guys are jealous.
Needs, again, Guantanamo, Hannibal Lecter outfit, the whole thing. All right. Thank you.
Here's a song again.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We need just a little
more.
Do you
have a song? I don't know if they can find this song. This could be kind of interesting.
The Tom Brady song?
Yeah, the Tom Brady song. Here we go. A little Tom Brady song.
To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls. Rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them
You are too, Tom.
Some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them. And you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
There you go. Lester Munson, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks,
Lester.